AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Good morning.
I'm feeling great.
That was President Biden yesterday speaking to South Korean business leaders. His doctor now says Biden can end his isolation after testing negative for COVID-19 last night. The Federal Reserve wraps up a two-day policy meeting today with another interest rate hike expected.
The Fed's trying to achieve a so-called soft landing, looking to slow the economy just enough to slow inflation without causing a recession. Many economists doubt the Fed can pull it off. Today's announcement comes before a potentially grim report tomorrow on the economy's overall health. Top forecasts predict new gross domestic product figures will show a second straight quarter of negative growth. That's an informal sign of an economic downturn. But top White House economist Brian Deese insists otherwise.
Two negative quarters of GDP growth is not the technical definition of recession.
President Biden maintains the economy simply cooling off after a blistering pandemic recovery. But recession fears and high prices are a major political problem for him heading into November's elections. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Explosive mines drifting in the Black Sea are keeping shipping companies from quickly getting some 20 million tons of trapped grain out of Ukraine. This despite an international deal to make it happen. Meanwhile, Ukrainian troops have again struck a bridge key to Russian supply lines in the south. Charles Deladesma has more.
The deputy head of the Moscow-appointed administration for the Kherson region says the bridge remains standing, but its surface is pierced with holes, forcing a halt to traffic. The nearly one-mile-long bridge sustained serious damage in previous Ukrainian shelling last week, but had remained open for passenger vehicles.
A family in the northern Philippines reacting to a magnitude 7 earthquake today. At least 5 people reported killed. This is AP News. Correspondent Jennifer King now on the latest thinking on the origins of COVID-19.
Research from two studies published by the journal Science suggests that a particular wholesale seafood market in China where live animals were sold and butchered was the likely epicenter of the virus that has killed over 6 million people. One evolutionary biology study led by the University of Arizona found a pattern where the highest density of the earliest cases was centered on one live animal market, then spread into the local community. In the other study, viral evolution experts analyzed the genomic diversity of the earliest samples of the virus and found two different lineages that marked the pandemic's beginning in Wuhan. One lineage is more genetically similar to bat coronaviruses, and the other appears to have begun spreading even earlier among humans at the market. Matthew Aliota with the College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Minnesota was not involved in the studies. He said in his mind, they provide compelling evidence for the natural origin hypothesis. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.